Parshas Eker, this week's Sedra, contains a number of interesting statements relating to the beauty and the significance of Eretz Yisrael. And one of the famous psukim is in the first source, the Dvarim Perkhes, Pasuk Ches, the famous Pasuk that describes the land as Eretz Chito, Ushora, Vegepen, Usaina, Verimon, Eretz Veshem, and Adrosh. This is the Pasuk that lists off the so-called Shivas Haminim, the seven species for which Eretz Yisrael is known, Sheva Minim, Sheva Het, Nishtabcha, Eretz, right, and wheat, barley, grape, figs, pomegranates, Zeshem and olive, and Davash. Davash means honey, but in this case it means honey from date honey. So those are the famous Shiva Minim, which we know have ramifications in Halacha with regards to Bikurim, with regards to Brochas, the order of what to say Brocha. We have a lot of different foods, cases in Wash, and also the special Brocha Achrona, the special Ala Eitz, or Ala Mecha, as the case may be, as it was recited after eating foods from these particular species. Okay, so that's the Pasuk. The Gemara has in a number of places, I quoted in the second source from Erevin, Daf Dalam and Aleph, going over to Dalam and Beis, it also appears almost the same in Brochas, Daf Mem Aleph, and in Sukkah Daf Hei. The Gemara says the following, Amar Abchia Bar Ashi Amar Rav. Rechi Bar Ashi says the name of Rav, Shi'urim Chatzitzin Rechitzin Halacha Moshmi Sinai. Shi'urim, Shi'urim means measurements. We have in Halacha a lot of times where a person either has to eat something, take an item, or do something with an item where the Torah does not specify the size of the particular item. We know, let's say, to become tor, a person has to immerse in a mikveh. How much water has to be in the mikveh? A person has to eat on the Pesach, you have to eat matzah to say that. How much matzah do you have to eat? Many things are in that particular category. You have to have an esrog. How big does the esrog have? How small can the esrog be? These are all in the category we call shiurim. So how do we know? It never says in the Chumash what the shiurim are. So the Gemara here says shiurim and similar chatzitzin. Chatzitzin is a different law. That's when you have an interruption between your skin and something else. Hefsek or something that blocks the, let's say, in the mikveh, the water from, let's say, the washing until sit down and you have gloves on. So chatzitzin, okay. Mechitzin relates to mechitzin after mechitzin in shul between the men and women section. For mechitzin for the laws of Shabbos, defining something as the Rishus HaYochid. Anyway, that's not important to us right now. What's important to us now is shiurim. Shiurim is halacha mishmi Sinai. All of the measurements, how we know how much water has to be in a mikveh, and how much food you'd have to eat in order to violate the Isser of eating on Yom Kippur, and how much matzah you have to eat, etc., etc. All of those shiurim are in the category of halacha mishmi Sinai, which means that it's a dindo raisa, but it's not specified in the mitzvah. It's part of our oral tradition. It's part of the Torah Shabbat Peh. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Shiurim the Raisi? No, Shiurim are written in the Torah specifically. How do we know this is? And the Gemara quotes our Pasuk from here in Parshas Ekev, Eretz Chitazar, etc. The Omer of Chanan, call a Pasuk Azel as Shiurim Nemar. Every one of the things listed in this particular Pasuk represents the size or a shear for one din or another, which the Gemara then goes on to say. You know, Chita is for this din, a din about that to do with Bayis Hamanuga, how long you have to stay in a Bayis that has Saras in order to become Tame, and that's chita, and saora is for a different din of tumah. And the Gemara has all these different species, all these different fruits or vegetables, products that are mentioned in this pasuk represent in terms of their size or how long it takes to eat them, a shear for one din or another. So towards a little bit later, it says that towards the end of the pasuk, says Eretz Zei Shemen, here it's the third line from the bottom, it's printed in source number 2, Eretz Zei Shemen Zayis, right, olive, Eretz Shekol Shiurei HaKazaisin. The common shear of everything is always a kazais. The Gemara is sort of learning kol shiurei. All shiurim kazayis, you just listed off a bunch of things which are not a kazayis. It means elaema eretz sherov shiurei hakazaisim. Most things in terms of their shiur is a kazayis. We've all heard the expression to kazayis. After the kazayis with the matzah on Pesach, etc. And Rashi explains in source 3, divarasu rov shiurei hakazaisim. It's erev nafdalam beis achilas chaylev v'dam v'nosar v'pigul v'tamin uveilu b'emetameya. All these shiurim relating to eating, you violate the prohibition of eating if you eat a kazayis. That doesn't mean that if you eat less, it's not a violation. That's the topic of chotzi shir, which is not our topic tonight. But in terms of the main iser, so you only violate once you eat a kezayis. So we have it a number of different places with regards to a number of different din in this point. The Sifra, the Torah's Kohanim, in source number 4, in Pashas Achrimos, Perik Yudbeis, Halacha Beis, who quotes a pasuk, there asher tochal, ein achila p'chusami kezayis. Less than a kezayis is not called achila, it's not called eating. So when the Torah has an expression like lo tochal, you shall not eat it, well, if you eat less than a kezayis, that's not called achila. That's not called. Even in English, we distinguish sometimes between, let's say, tasting something and eating something. Taste, you take a nibbling something as opposed to eating something. So in Halacha, we also have such a distinction. And the Chazal's expression there in Achrimos, similarly in Source 5, another comment of Taurus Kwan, a different Isser. Sifron Emor Perigdal, Halacha Tazayin, Lo Yochal, Eirachil of Chusami Kazayas. Again, Eirachil of Chusami Kazayas, it says the same idea in Yerushalmi. And beginning with Masechet Yuma, beginning the second paragraph of Masechet Yuma, paragraph Beis Halach Aleph, it's the top of Das Tesam, top Tesam Aleph in the Vilna Yerushalmi. There it says again, another pasuk, Asher Tocha Ein Achila Ela B'Chazayis. So we have in a number of different places regarding a number of different Isurim, Chazal or Koveya, that the definition of Achila is eating a Chazayis worth or whatever that product is. It even appears in a slightly different form in the Bavli as well, in Brachas of Mem Tesam Beis, also based on a pasuk in our Sedra. Here in Parshas Ekev, of course, we have the pasuk that tells us the mitzvah of benching. So again, it doesn't say how much they have to eat in order to bench. The opinion of Reb Meir is Reb Meir Savar, so it's saying, Rachalta zu achila, v'savata zu shtir. Okay, the shir is a kezayis, because Rachalta means you have to eat a kezayis. That's his opinion. You have to bench, you have to eat a kezayis. V'savata means you have to drink also. Okay? We don't part of Yehuda Savar, no, that's different, because there it says Rachalta v'savata. It has to be achila sheish posviya. That's already more than a kezayis, a full from the Kizayis. Again, not my topic to discuss that. We actually have discussed that Gemara and in other contexts. But Lamais, again, you see from this Babli, the Chalta Achila is defined as a Kizayis. That's what Achila is. Likewise, Norm Psachim Daf Lamed Beis and Beis. Interesting Gemara. It says, Tanabana Ochel Kizayis Truma. Okay, yeah, eat a kezayis truma, so you have to mishalim karen l'chomish. You have to pay back the amount in 1/5 of the rabbi, based on pasuk and l'chomish. Okay, how much truma? Kezayis. According to Rabbanan, Abba Sholom, Ad Shebel Sheva Pruta. No, it's not a matter of the measurement, it's a matter of the value of the truma you ate. So he says it has to be a Sheva Pruta. My time of the Tanakama. What's the Tanakama's reason to say it goes by the size of the object as opposed to its monetary value? Amar Kro, V'ishki Yochal Kodesh Bishkoga. The pasuk someone who eats Kodesh, in that case, meaning truma. V'achila b'kezayis. Again, the Gemara Pesachim Lam Beis and Beis again. Achila kezayis. Avashol says no, based on the word the Nosan from the Sina to Vishal Puto, whatever that machlok is. But again, you see the concept in a totally different area. Achila is kezayis. It's an interesting question. So kezayis means the size of an olive. What if you eat an olive? It's an interesting question. I eat an olive, so is that a kezayis? Well, no, because you have a pit. Right? So the Gemara has on the bottom of Daf Lamed Ches and Beis and Brochas going over to Lamed Ches and Olive. So it's the Menorah. It's a good trivia question. Is a zayis a kezayis? You know? So the Gemara says, Amar Leib Yimer Ab Zera, Yochanan Hechim Baruch Al Zayis Maliach. Apparently, Rabbi Yochanan made a brocha on a pickled or salted olive that he was eating. What do you mean? Kevin the Shakila Garina, once you take the seed, the pit out of it. So Batzel Eshir, it's less than a zayis worth of food there. So Amar Leib, Mi Sover Kezayis Galobinan, how big does a kezayis have to be? And that's our topic for tonight. How big is a kezayis? Maybe we hold Bailey Beinon. Really, in order to be a kezayis worth of food, it has to be the size of a medium-sized olive. He had a big olive, so even if you take out the pit, there's still a kezayis worth of food, even minus the pit, because that was a big olive. I forgot the shakul. Where's the pasher shura? Rashi explains, but twist 10, again, brachas lama tesah, but the shura got a birkas parasaurus, achila ksiva, achila the kezayis. Again, Rashi is the same expression. In order to make a bracha achrona, so again, it's a possible chalta v'savata, it says achila, and achila is a kezayis. So, and that's the Gemara says, that zayis shamu, or Rashi says kezayis shamu, lina shir, kol achilas, it's a, going back to the Gemara, and really I quote it in source 11, it's a mishnah. Kalim, Parak Yud Zayin Mishnah Ches. You can see it there. The Gemara there in Brachos quotes it. When you look in Source 11, Kalim, Parak Yud Zayin Mishnah Ches. Kezayis she'amru lo gadol v'lo katan ela beinani. Is that agur? Is a certain type of olive. Okay. In other words, when we define a kezayis, what size kezayis? After all, even today, you can go to the store. There are different like canned olives of different sizes. So, what size we talk about kezayis? Ain't a chiluf chusmi kezayis. All these Gemaras kezayis. So, how big is a zayis? What size zayis? So the Gemara says beinani, an average olive. Not a particularly large olive, not a particularly small olive. That's what the Mishnah there says in Caleb. So the Gemara says in Brachas. In that case, when the guy was eating, when the Yochanan was eating the Zai, he was eating a big olive, and therefore it had a kezayis worth of olive, because even without the pit, since it started off as a big olive, you take the pit out, it's still a kezayis worth of food. Anyway, that's what comes out. So lahalocha, all of these cases, Matzah Pesach and everything else, where the shear is a kezayis, it means the size of an average sized olive. And that's what the Rambam Paskin
says.
Huh?
Yeah. It doesn't say that it's a
It might be different. Right, correct. I'm not going to that now. Now, the Rambam says the following, and help us just to put it in, you know, and then halacha. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, I'm sorry, Perek Yud Dalad, halacha Aleph, and help us macholos asuras, kol isure macholos shabbat Torah, shiuron b'chazayis beinani. The Rambam says all things with that relate to eating, that to do with the, you know, an issue to eat, the shiur is always a chazayis beinani, an average size chazayis, bein lamalkus, whether it's an aveira that brings you malkus, bein lakaris, bein lamisus, whatever it is, it's always a kezias benoni. All right, now, turning the page, we have to ask the following question. What do you mean the size? What do you mean the size of an olive? I mean, does it look like an olive? Is it the shape? Does it match it? Is it the weight of an olive? What exactly is it? You know, we talk about a kezias, so it's like an olive. In what way is it like an olive? Doesn't mean the color, right? Does it mean the weight of an olive? Does it, so we know, well, many of us have learned that it means the volume of an olive. And that really emerges in the following discussion, beginning on the top of the next page, source 13, a Mishnah Uksin, Parag Bey's Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah there talks about certain items where there is airspace. So we'll talk about, we'll look in the middle of the first line there. He says, pas suganis, like a bread. You know, if you bake a loaf of bread, it's a lot of times there's air inside. It's not like, it's not, what's the word, not dense. Right? In other words, you can see in a challah, and it's a sponge cake, let's say. Okay, certain types of things, it's not dense inside. So what if you have pas suganis, an airy type of a bread, but it says, mishta'eres b'chamol shehi. Okay, nevertheless, it's measured based on its general volume, even though that includes some air. Right, and some that's not bread in there, it's not the wheat, it's airspace, and that's part of it. Unless in Yeshba Zecholot there's a huge airspace in the Machas Halalot, you have to sort of chop it up, you press, compress it, you make it less dense. What comes out is that it's, you know, you don't compress it into, you don't have to now compress the bread so that it has the density that's similar to other foods. Alright, in other words, you go by how it is, that's the volume, that's the definition of volume. And that's what the Ramor writes in source 14, there's an Arachaim and Hilchos Pesach in and tough pay vav and sif aleph. The Rambam there is talking about moris and birokos torch lamalach halav shabena yerek ulashar shira kazayis birokos atzman velo ba'avir shabenehem. You can't count the airspace, okay? If there's big airspace, and the Magen Avraham there. And so it's 15, so it's called Aleph, of Sin Tov Pei Vav. The Lamai Chol, who are Dinim Yesh Chol of a Matzah, Eino Mitztarif. And it sends us back to Ayin Perek Beis Zutzin. That's the Mishnah we had back in Source 13, Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. So it depends whether there's visible, a lot of airspace or not. But if there's not, then it's just part of the unit, so you look at it that way. The Mishnah Berurah explains, as well, and in the top table of Sukkot and Gimel, the Yerakos Tzorach L'Malach Chala Avir, and Yesh Chala B'Matzah Ein Mitzavach Chala Shir Kazayis V'Tzorach L'Malach Avol in Ein Chala B'Matzah Afila Hirakov Asir Kesug Ein Tzorach L'Malach. The Mishnah Berurah writes Mefurish. If it is, even if it's soft and you know there's, they make what they call those lafa, you know, those kind of the tamani mats and so on, where there might be more airspace, that you don't have to condense to make it denser, okay? Because that's, there's no real airspace. There is airspace, but it's part of the unit. So therefore, the issue is that it's volume and not weight. And indeed, the Chidor writes in that same simon. It's not on the page, but I have here in the Machzik Brochos, I brought with me simon Tov Peivav Sif Cotton Bays Mehocha Mashma, says the Chidor, the Misharin Hazayas bin Mishko. You don't measure Kazayas by weight. Okay, that's not how you do it. It's volume. And he quotes various other people, the Chaimlin and Isurin and everything else. He quotes those who say, you know, it brings riyas and so on. So that's the point here. That it's always a matter of volume. How exactly do you determine volume? Yeah.
When we're using
the Chalal,
if the case of
Lafayette,
Yerakos, the many Yerakos, you don't really have any, like, how...
Yeah, I'm not...
Push it down, is that considered air?
No, I'm saying, no, I think that, you know, I'm not sure which vegetables they're referring to. Like maybe the onions, no, is in, like, yeah, pepper has a lot of stuff in the middle, right? Those kinds of vegetables would be a good example. Okay, but I'm not sure in terms of more, but there might be, I mean, I don't know enough about vegetables, but there's some, maybe so, onions, maybe.
Onions,
no. Well, yeah, the question is, it's a matter of how big the air gap is. That's the Mishnuchim. You know, is it like a big air pocket, or it's just, you know, that's, it's just in between? You know?
The Mishnuchim is talking about Achila? What is it talking about?
Yeah.
For
sure. Yeah. That's a Tomahawk. Yeah. Okay, now, how do you determine volume? So that's in the Shulchan Aruch, that we have to, I guess in the secular world, we meet a guy by the name of Archimedes, right? The displacement of water. And that was Archimedes, no? Okay, so you have in the Shulchan Aruch the following. It's in Tof Nun Vav Sif Aleph. Talking about there the shear of Rafosha's challah. So we know that in order to have to take separate challah from dough, has to be a certain amount of dough. And the amount is Mem Gimel Beitzim in the Chomish, 43rd and 1, the equivalent of 43rd and 1/5 eggs. That's how much dough it has to be. So how do you figure that out? How do you figure out 43 and 1/5 eggs? So the Shulchan Aruch says, here's what you do. V'chein is again, is Archaim Simon Tof Nun Vav Sifalim. It says, V'chein Yishar Osa, Yimale Kli Mayim, fill a measured vessel with water. The Ara Hamayim in the middle of the Kliacha, then pour it into another vessel. V'charkach Yitain Mem Gimel Beitzim, and put the 43 eggs in there. The Yachzir Bo Hamayim, then pour the water back into that vessel, that bigger vessel, Shir Minah, which would pour out. Amayim, she used to whatever's left, you know, Mekliyach, if I clean off there, or some who am I, the Lamalosa, but can we come off? It's displacement of water, huh?
Simplified it.
It's, in other words, it's how much you, it's how much water is, can no longer fit into the thing once you've put this other item in there. You know, or you can just fill up a thing with water, put 43 eggs, see how much water spills out. Keep track of how much water spills out. That's displacement of water, right? That's what it says. And again, the Mishabura there, in Sukkotin Gimel, in source 18, says, Lo Ayde Mishko. Okay, it's not, well, you don't weigh it. It's a matter of, you know, it's a matter of what we call it, you know, fluid. It's a fluid, so it ends up in the measurements we call cubic centimeters. Okay, which is, which we'll see later, the amounts. But that's how you figure it out. Now, this really goes back to the position of the Gaonim, already, in source number 19, in the Tshuvas HaGaonim, the so-called Harkavi edition, one edition of Tshuvas HaGaonim, in Reish Samaches, Shasha'alta, someone asked, Kama Shir Grogeres Hagasa, Grogeres Beninis, what is the shear of a Grogeres, a fig, a dried fig, a large fig, a small fig, the Chain Zayas Gadol, the Zayas Katan, the Zayas Beninis, exactly how big? Someone asked one of the Gaonim, exactly how big is a large olive, and a small olive, and a medium-sized olive? So he answers, what do you mean, how big is it? That's how big it is. That's the size of a law. I mean, you know, he says, Hare Elu Shiurin, Ve'echi He Shir L'Shir. I mean, how much is a pound? Well, it's a pound's worth. Okay, I mean, you know, it's itself is a shear. Ve'im Tomar B'Mishkol, if you want to tell me no, we're asking weight, he says, Lo Pirshur Abaseinu B'Mishkol. The shiurim are not, these shiurim are not measured by weight. The Lo Dikdeka Kadosh Baruch Hu Imanu B'Mishkol. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not do things on the basis of Mishkol, it's not weight, but rather it's volume. Now, I should point out, in the Kaf HaChaim, the great Sephardic posseg, in Or Chaim Simon Kuf, down the sheet, and not the computer yet. Anyway, Simon Kuf Samaches, Hilchos Betzias HaPas, Amosi, Or Chaim Simon Kuf Samaches, Sifkotin Mem Vav, Os Mem Vav, he writes that some people do it on the basis of weight. The Chaina Minig Achshav Poshet Etobale Hayira, Lashar Kol Ashurim, the Hainu Kazayas Matzah the Pesach, O Kazayas Mor, O Kazayas Ashir Brochachrona, the Esther Gebetza, the Shishim Beitzim, Shalar the Chatzer, Sukhodoma Kulam Bimishko, Lafi Cheshman Beitzah Ches Yud Dram, whatever that measurement was in for the Kaf HaChaims in Baghdad, so whatever that amount is. Okay, so he says now the Minig is to do it by weight, and probably in here, just want to point out that many of the Marmikomis that I'm quoting this evening that I saw, my son-in-law rather sent me an article, was written by Rabbi Nachum Slifkin, was known as the zoo rabbi, you know, who did a lot of research into animal things, I mean, animal kingdom. So he has an article which is available online, I think that's his center, called, I think it's called The Evolution of the Olive. And he has an interesting essay about it. I got a lot of Marmikomis from there, as well as from this book that I have here. This is called The Halachas of Kazayas by Rabbi Yisrael Pinchas Bodner of Lakewood. Anyway, so he has the introductory. Most of the book is pictures. It says here, over 175 foods, your pictures of what a kazayas is, of how much of the kazayas of jelly beans, and of licorice, and of knishes, and whatever else. 175 pictures. But the first couple of chapters of the book, he goes through some of the halachas, how he determined kazayas. Anyway, so some suggest, or Slipkin suggests, and others, that they went into measurements, because for us, it's more precise, right? I mean, you know, in other words, doing it by weight, a measurement of weight, rather, as opposed to the volume, this is easier for people to deal with. When most people can, you know, start, like you said, without displacing water, you know, there's a little bit of a nuisance. It's easier to do something by weight. You take a little scale and finish. So that may be why the Kaf HaChaim says that because elsewhere the Kapachayim himself, instead that was in Siman Kuf Samaches, but in Siman Tof Nun Vav, was placed at the same Kapachayim. He says everything is done through Loba Mishkal, but rather through, you know, through volume. So he says that's the real din is that it's volume, it's not weight. For convenience purposes, perhaps it's easier to measure by weight. Okay, that's what the Kapachayim writes.
You
have to be careful. Right?
Smaller than a
shear,
then
you
have to make a bracha on it. Meaning, have to make a bracha on it. Smaller.
Yes, you have to know that. That's why they calculate it. Okay, so there's a safety here, and that's exactly why. They calculate it on weight, so we'll know, and they probably went over a little bit.
Think Mishkal is Mishkal less than.
They calculate it based on, you know, what would work. I mean, now. There's a sefer I have here, it's on the sheet, a sefer called Shiurei Torah by Rav Avraham Chaim Noe. Okay, he did a lot of work. Ketel Sashulchan, another sefer. Ketel Sashulchan, yeah. Another sefer that he wrote, Mashulchan. So he did a lot of research on the issue of weights and measurements of Chaim Noe, like Rav Zanish also did. If you go now to purchase Hadassim, and I remember when I was a... not just when I was a kid, not that long ago, we had a bought Hadassim, so you went into the place, they had a table this size with piled up with Hadassim, and you had to look through them. Halacha is Hadassim have to be Mishuloshim, which means that you have to have it in such a way that three leaves come out of each little point in the Hados, each little, we call it stem or whatever it is, three things, and sometimes you have two and the one's lower, that's no good. But then in the Hadassim. So I remember it used to be, it was hard to find Hadassim Mishuloshim, as it was to find an Esrog. A lot of people went to look at Esrog and they're spending 45 minutes checking all the different Esrog, and then after they get the Esrog, they say, let me get the other stuff. You know, but sometimes it was harder to find, it was harder to find good Hadassim. Now already we're in another time, so today the Hadassim come, I don't know, it's sold too, like a pre-packaged, you know, and these plastic things. But now, how much of the stick has to be Mishulash? That depends on what the size has to be. So he says on Hadassim, this is according to the Shiur Chaim Noe. That comes with the regular set. If you want to get with an extra $2 a stick, they got a chazanish, a different measurement. Anyway, that's the same of Chaim Noe. It's not just about Hadassim. Anyway, so this says the Shiurei Torah in Sima Aleph, Sif Aleph, he writes, do over first of the Sifra Poskim, we showed him our Chaim, the Chol Shiur HaTorah, and Shiur Chala, Revius, Kibetza, Kizaisa, the Enam Nechshavim, Mimishko, Rakal Pinidas, Hagodo, you know, the Genevon, Confers for Ramam, etc. The Eni Tani Odeo, the Shar, Godel, Ashur, Mechmos, and Midam, Simsenis, we can't do it precisely. However, and this is your point, or in a car here in our Rabbein or Rambam, but deal on a Kamish Yurim Be'erich Mishkolam, the Rambam did tell us the weight of certain things. Alpimasha Shakal of Bochan Ba'atzmo, he tested and he did it. You know, so it wasn't just a random guess, and he did it, figuring out what the volume corresponds to in weight. And that's what he mentions over here. It's more convenient, but again, the din is volume. Rav Avadya Yosef in his Sefer Chazon Avadya on Hilchos Pesach, and this is the Chelek Aleph Krach Beis at the end of Siman Chof Ches, and the Ara Tov Kuf Yud Ches. He goes through again the Kedarka Rakodesh, quotes many of these Ma'amakomos, that everything is volume and not Mishkol. Okay, so, always said some did it, and we do it just because convenience and purpose is the way we explained it before. Fine. Okay. Now getting back. So that's a kezias. But the question now is, all right, so a kezias based on whose perception and the perception at what time? You know, do we go by olives that we have today? Do we have to try and figure out what olives were in the days of the Torah, in the days of the Chachamim? Or do you go out to the average olive grove, or whatever it's called, and see what the average size of it, that's it. Right? Well, how do we look at that? In other words, what's the... And so, if you take a look, we have from the Gaonim, the Sefer Eshkol, was one of the Rishonim, father-in-law of the Ravid, in Hilchos Chala Siman Yud Gimel, Ravid source number 20, the Sefer Eshkol writes the following. He says, "B'she'ela l'Rav Shvira." Someone asked Rav Shvira Gaon, one of the great Gaonim, which again, the Gaonim of the period before the Rishonim, from approximately 750 to 1000 of the Common Era. So there are a few famous Gaonim and some less famous ones. One of the famous ones is Rav Shvira Gaon. He was asked the following: "Shalom, the first one, Yeshmishkol." He was asked the same question about the weight and so on and so forth. And someone quoted to him a certain Rav Hiloy Gaon, who was not one of the famous Gaonim, who said he gave the weight and corresponding to certain coins and so on. So look at the third line. He says openly, "Have you yodim she'ein l'shiur elishur mishkal kesef lo b'mishnah v'lo b'tamud so'ano?" We never find either in the Mishnah or in the Gemara that they assigned weights based on coins and other weights and measurements and so on. Kol ikur, okay. And the ilu bikshu la seishir mishkom in adim hayu osin meikara. If Chazal wanted us to do it based on the weight, the specific weight measurement, they would have assigned a weight measurement. Why did they do it in a strange way? Well, it's the size of an olive. So he says simple. Ela shenosnu ashir mikitnius of Paris shemitsuyin tomid. Because everybody has them. You get an olive, you go out to the farm and you find an olive. They're available, everyone sees them. The Ein Lomar Shenishtanu. You know, you don't have to assume that somehow the size of olives change. Olives are olives. Look at olives, olives now, they were olives 1,000 years ago, olives 3,000 years ago. Olives, that's what they're going to write. And he quotes it, Gemara, HaKol Lefi Daito Shavros. You look, maybe seven lines from the bottom now, skip a little bit. Ela Kamasnisin Avdina HaKol Lefi Daito Shavros. Okay, and they quotes his Rav Hiloi, so he says, you know, I mean, he says what he says, but that's not how it works. Kainin Kezias Ugrogers, you take a look, Gami Lefi Daito, you look at it in your generation, in your time, what's an olive? Then that's a kezayis. You find the average size olive out in the grove, and there you go, that's a kezayis. You don't have to assume that the shear changed from the days of the Gemara, and some of an olive, and olive is an olive. Okay, that's what it says there in the Sefer Eshkol. Later in Source 21, that same Simon of Eschal against the Yud Gimel quotes, this is from Rav Haigon, who was the son of Rav Shirgon, again, probably, I don't say it, but again, one of the most famous of the Gemara. Rav Haigon wrote, why'd they do it that way again? Lachain nosna Torah shear. Source 21. Lachain nosna Torah shear bebeitzim paris shadivir sofin nitol har sinek kesiolayim kaladarm lefisha beitzim v'haparis nimsoos b'chol makom. They're always there. Masha enokain weights and measures that changes coin sizes and you know ounces and pounds and you know drachmas and whatever else you know change. Right, we read in the Ksuba, just at a chasna, read in the Ksuba, you know, Meir's Kukim Kesef Tzar. What does Kukim, Meir's Kukim, 100 Kukim, that's helpful. How much is that in dollars? You know, Kukim is a German coin. So when they standardize the text of the Ksuba, they use, it does change. And the Eshkol writes again, Korim Haigom, the Gigoli of Yadul, if they meet Shomer Ha'olom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, she is well, I see them as Pazer Ben Omos, eventually in Golos, Umishkelehem, only those saying, Shiyub and Moshe, Shosif and Abretzo, Einish Moral, and they always have the same measurements. Hamidos, Mishtanos, Bedoros, and Medinos. Measurements, weights and measurements change on the basis of the time and place and location and so on. So therefore, look at the last line, skip to the last line, he says, Hilchach, Tolu, Chachomim, Zal, Hamidos, Beperos, Bebeitzin, Shein, Kayamos, Einon, Mishtanos. Eggs don't change, olives don't change, it's part of nature. So therefore, they Chazal intentionally assign, Allah, Hamash, Mishinah, you know, as presented by Chazal, intentionally used items which are common household items that everybody has that don't change from generation to generation, location to location, and therefore now Miyosher Beitz and Tolos, if he died to Sharo, that's what the Gaonim write over there. The round now. What? Right. Okay. Good. Good. All right. Yeah. Correct. Okay. So that's what the Gaonim say. So therefore, you want to know today. What's a kezias? So go find an advertised olive, do the test with the displacement of water, and bingo. And now you know how much is a kezias. And I know we all know sitting here that, you know, when it comes to Pesach anyway, most people aren't eating matzah that resembles an olive in any way, shape, or form. Okay, I mean, you know, sometimes you buy these boxes of hand shmura matzah, and it says on the box, one whole matzah is a kezias. So I've seen it, no? Say, on a box, the hand shmura matzah, bigger than these plates over here. It says, one whole matzah is a kezayis. That's a big kezayis. That's, you know, those are super olives, you know. Super olives, right? So,
You just have, like, a measuring
thing. And you can get little charts and everything else. Good. So where did it all come from? I mean, especially, I mean, that's more than a
hot scroll.
Okay. Well, it's just reporting, huh? But, tables, night, you know, little things. I have a ruler at home that has, it's a ruler that has inches and what's Amos according to Moshe Feinstein, according to Chaim Noah, according to Kodonishna. I've seen the cups, Kosher Brocha, this is the Revius, and this is this. Okay, but It says the Gaonim, it says here, Kazayis is the Kazayis. Oh, so where did all that come from? Well, obviously, again, Chazal struggled a little bit. They wanted to assign, again, perhaps for convenience purposes, some sort of more finite thing than saying it's like an olive. So the Rambam, it's interesting, and maybe like, Rav Slifkin uses it as a proof. The Rambam does not ever tell you anything else about a Kazayis, other than it's a Kazayis. He does define other things, but he never defines a Kazayis. And again, Rav Slifkin says, because the Kazayis is a Kazayis. I mean, you need to, right? But he does tell us the following. You can get a glimpse. That you knew it.
There was no change.
Right, correct. And that's what it looks like. That's part of the assistance point. Takes that, correct. And the Gaon said it. I mean, the look back in source 20, he said, you know, Ain, where was that? Ain Lomar Shinishtano. We don't have to assume that they change.
But
we'll get to that. Good. Against the Gaon. That's a Bachana, we'll call. But anyway, let's see. That's when we get to that. The Rambam, look at 22, the Rambam is Erev in Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes. The Rambam is not talking about olives, he's talking there, and makes the following comment. In the second line he says, Mazon Shtei Suda, that's a din in Erevin, he says, Shein Kishmona Osar Grogros, okay, Mazon of the food for two meals, that's for Erev purposes, is 18 Grogros, Grogros is about 18 figs, Shehein Kishisha Beitzim Beinonios. 18 figs is the equivalent of 6 average size eggs. In plain English, a fig then, a dried fig, is 1/3 the size of an egg. Okay? Because 18 figs is 6 eggs. So one fig is 1/3 the size of an egg. Now, I've never said about a kazayis, but a grogris is 1/3 of a beitzah. That doesn't tell us anything about an olive yet, but the Gemara in Shabbos on the Tzadi Amad Aleph in source 23 indicates that an olive is smaller than a fig. Doesn't say how much smaller, but it's smaller. Why? Because the day of the Gemara is talking about Zorak. You know, on Shabbos, not only not allowed to carry, but not allowed to throw something either from one Rishus to another. But if I won't carry it, I'll just toss it. You know, every 5 minutes, I'll toss it. You know. So you can't do that either. So that's a Zorak. So the Gemara there says, Tzadi Aleph Man Aleph and Shabbos, Boy Ben Rabbim Ernachman, Zorak Kazayis Truma Labayis Tomei Mahu. And a Kazayis Truma, he threw it on Shabbos into a bias, the house, which was Tomei. So the Gemara discusses what's the din with regards to violating Shabbos, and also what's the din of him being the Tamei Truma. Okay, so anyway, but for Elin and Shabbos, the guy should be poked. Why? Can Grogerus be him? Because for Shabbos, carrying is a Grogerus. Zerika has to be a Grogerus worth, a fig worth. Well, this guy did it an olive's worth. So the Gemara says, apparently it wasn't enough for Ilchus Shabbos. So what do you see from there? An olive is smaller than a grogris. The Gemara says, by throwing an olive's worth, a kazayis worth, that's not enough to violate Shabbos because he needed grogris. So a grogris is larger than olive. Olive's not enough to violate Shabbos. Memela, what comes out, therefore, is if the Rambam says, as he just did in Erev and Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, that a fig is 1/3 of an egg, and an olive is less than 1/3 of an egg, because olive is smaller than a fig. That's what I'm trying to demonstrate. So you want to know a relationship to eggs, olive is less than 1/3 of a beitzah. That's what comes out clearly based upon the Rambam. An olive is less than 1/3 of an egg. Okay, good. How much less? I don't know, but it's less. The problem is it seems to be against what emerges from two Gemaras. We take a look in source 24, Gemara in Krisus, Daf Yud Dal and Aleph. The Gemara says, "V'shiru chachamim the ein beis habliya machzik yoser mishnei zeisim." The beis habliya, the throat, where you swallow, can at the same time have comfortably two olives. Okay, that says in our beis habliya, we swallow can hold two olives, two average size olives. That's the Gemara Krisus Yudalam al Aleph. The Gemara Yuma Daf Peyam al Aleph, verse 25 says, "Meshiru Chachamim Ein Beis Habliya Matziyoser Mi Beis Az Tarnagolas." The throat can hold an egg. Well, what comes out from that Gemara? Those to put those two Gemaras together, assuming Zana Machlokas, a Zayas is half an egg, right? Because one place it says you can hold two Zayasim. Okay, can make the bracha. And when it says an olive is two olives is how much a throat hold, and the Gemara Yuma says one egg is how much, so two olives is one egg, so one olive is half an egg. We just said from the Rambam that it looks like a zayis is less than 1/3 of an egg, right? That's what we said before, because figs are 1/3 of an egg, and olives are smaller than figs. So figs, olives is less than 1/3 of an egg. You put these two Gemaras together, it comes out that a zayis and an olive is half an egg. So that's a problem that the Mefarshim deal with. Okay, the Magen Avraham in source 26 in Tuf Pei Vav, it's Nosef Katan, it's the introduction to the Siman. He raises this kasher. You look at the second line there. It says Miu. He quotes the Gemara and he says Miu La Rambam Kasher. The Gimel Zeis son-in-law Habi Kibetza. He says three olives, and here it says that it's half an olive. It's half a beitza. One zayis, half a beitza. So what's the deal? So the Magen Avraham answers that no, maybe that Gemara in Shabbos talking about it's very small olive. Okay, when it's in the Gemara in Shabbos, when it says the Perek HaMatzis is the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that an olive is smaller than a fig. That's not a regular olive. That's a small olive. A small olive is smaller than a fig, but a regular sized olive is bigger than a fig. So therefore, you know, the Rambam is not against the Gemara. We, again, our conclusion was that an olive is smaller than a fig. Therefore, if a fig is a third of an egg, so an olive is less than a third of an egg. But the Magen Avraham suggests that's only a small olive, but not with a bigger. That's how he rectifies the Gemara. The Vilna Gaon over there, in Bir Agro, in our Chaim Sim Tuf Pevav, it's a long Bir Agro, at the end of Sukkot and Aleph, he raises this Kasha, Shitzer Ramah Dain Tamur, raises the question, and he gives a different teretz. He says, V'nir Demasha Posek Ramah Shisha Beitim Shem Yuchas Grogos Kedamin Rumor Shom Hainu Im HaKlipos. That's from an egg with the shells. Okay? And over here, talking about Hainu below Klip, we can read through. Now, it's a little hard to understand, you know, You mean an olive is one third of an egg with the shell and half an egg? I mean, the shell changes that much? I mean, it's hard to imagine. So it's probably not what the Vilna Gaon means. Again, the Rishon suggests, and I think it's right. You know, a fig is one third of an egg with the shell, but it's half an egg without the. I'm sorry. It's one third of a fig. It's one third. It's one third of an egg if you don't include the shell. No, if you do include the shell, if you have an egg, if you don't include the shell, what that makes such a big difference. So he says, because without the shell, the point is, we're talking about the base ablia. Without the shell, you can maneuver it and swallow it and hold in the base ablia, like two olives. But with the shell, you can't, so you need three olives. Okay, so that's the Vilna Gaon story.
The subject of the discussion in Yom Kippur?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Should be.
Look, Kippur's Kosev. I don't remember now where. I'm not sure. I'll have to double check again. That's the Gaon's answer. However, we far end for the Rambam, yeah. Good aura. Where is that? I'm not sure. No. Anyway, but however you far end for the Rambam, the Mishabura concludes, and is very instructive. Look at number 28. However you find for the Gemara, the Rambam, it's clear that no one seems to accept that Magen Avraham. But the Magen Avraham gave an answer that when the Rambam says it's one third, that was a smaller olive. Okay, but the regular olives only half, the regular olives are half a beitza, the smaller olives are a third. But no one else says that, and the Mishabura writes in the Furash 28, it's in the Tuf Pei Vav, it's called Olive the Daz, HaRambam, the Kezayas Hu Kishlish Beitza. Okay? That's what he says. He says, the Kezayas is Shlish Beitza. Now it's interesting, we didn't really see that. Well, what did we see?
Well, it says
the fig is. Yeah, it says a fig and it's less. Somehow the Mishabura made a little bit of a jump. And he says kishlish around, but it's very imprecise. In other words, because all we were able to prove, you got it exactly right. All we were able to say was that since the Rama holds a fig is a third of an egg, and an olive is a smaller than a fig, so olive is less than a fig. How much less? Well, he didn't say. And the Mishabura simply sort of just rounds it off. He says, "Ladas haramam de kizayis hu kishlish beitza." I'm glad you caught it. That is a bit of a jump, because the Ram didn't exactly say that. We derived that it's less than, not more than that, but it could be significantly less. In fact, the Rashba in Source 29. The Rashba in the Mishmeres Habayis, among the other works of the Rashba, is something called the Torah Habayis. Well, Torah Habayis was all kashrus and all kinds of other dinim, and you know, over there, type dinim. And the Ra'or wrote a critique of the Torah Habayis called the Bedek Habayis, and the Rashba defended himself against the critique of the Bedek called the Mishmeres Habayis. All these puns. Okay. Anyway, so the Mishmeres Habayis in a totally different kind of treifas, the sheet, a totally different issue. But if you look at Source 29, he says he's talking about, and he's talking there about the meat who got mixed up with the other meat, you know, Yoredei Yashalot. So he says Shehein Chamesh Esrei Beitzim. The shear that he was talking about there is equivalent to 15 eggs. Shehein Harbe Mishishim Zaysim, which is much more than 60 Zaysim. 15 eggs is much more than 60 Zaysim, which means according to the Rashba, a Kezayis is a quarter, no more than a quarter of a beitza. Less than a quarter, he says 15 eggs is harbe, is much more than 60 is asim. There's 15 to 60, that's one quarter. So according to the Rashba, a kezayis is less than a quarter of an egg. But the Rambam, by the way, doesn't necessarily disagree. The Rambam called that way too, because remember, all we were able to prove conclusively with the Rambam is that a kezayis is less than a third of a beitza. Well, less than a third can be a quarter too. We don't know how far down the round. The Mishnah Berurah said, not that the Mishnah Berurah said it's one third. Okay, and it could be a machlokas too. I don't know, they don't have to say it's one, that's the Rashba. And not on the sheet, but there's a Ritva, in the Chedusha Ritva, in the Moser Cook edition in the back, they have an addendum from other manuscripts or whatever. So it says, Tosefes Ha'adur Acheres, in the Rashba, in Shabbos Ayin Vav Mebeis. And the Rashba writes, Ayin Vav Mebeis in Shabbos. So it says over here again in a different context, he says, Grogeres, Yeshbo Kama Zaysin. A fig has a number of olives in it. So now we're getting even smaller, because the fig, we said, is one third of an egg. According to this Ritva, a fig itself can hold many olives. So the Kazais is much smaller. The Rambam we got from close to one third, the Rashba one quarter, and the Ritva even smaller. Those are the shiurim that these people are talking about. Now, to move from here, you see this a bit of a machlokas. We move that those among the Sfardish Poskim, the Rambam, the Rashba, the Ritva, yeah.
Theoretically, they can all be agreeing. It depends on where the location is and what
Alves
are looking
at. Oh, but we always, correct, we already saw in the Gonan, doesn't change. Enochanami. It's an important point. Yeah? Enochanami. Enochanami. Okay, now, just to look at some of the others, so the Ashkenazic Rishonim, which, again, Rabbi Sifkin's essay points out, were dealing with a major disadvantage in this whole discussion, because he demonstrates that they never saw an Alves. Because olives don't grow in Europe. Okay, you know, the olives grow. You know, they go in Spain, but they don't grow in France and, you know, Germany and so on. But anyway, so you have to deal with the Gemaras. So there's a Mishnah Erevin, and time is late, so I don't want to read everything inside. But take a look at source 30. So the Mishnah Erevin of Pei Beis and Beis. Again, it's talking there about Mazon Shtei Sudos, the amount of food for two meals. So laws of Erevin, huh?
But they had eggs, water, and
eggs. Yes, the eggs they have. And that's the point. That's why the Ashkenazim, exactly. Yeah. So Ashkenazim keep relating it to Beit Shem, because the eggs they knew about. Eggs they had, olives they didn't have.
But the Rambam was the first one.
Yeah, the Rambam, we made the jump. The Rambam talked about it with regards to figs and eggs. And, okay, I'm just making the point, but he makes a big deal about it in his essay, which I don't want to go into now, but just I'm making the art. If you take a look at that Mishnah, so it comes, I don't want to read now the whole thing, because we'll save some time. You look at the Sugya and Erevin, the Mishnah, the Gemara, Pei Beis and Beis with the Rashi. I spelled it out in the sources here. It comes out as a machlokas. Reb Yochanan Broka holds that the Mazon of two sudas is half a kav. That's what comes out from that thing. And the half a kav. You take a look in the next source. The Gemara says, in source 32, the one Erevin, Pei Beis and Beis says, same hand mechta lechemini, you have it further. Again, I apologize. It's a little late, and I want to get to some other stuff. So. But you can read through the Gemara yourselves. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and Rabbi Shimon. What comes out in a nutshell is that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Mazon Shtei Sudos is one quarter of a kav. Okay, one quarter of a kav. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, Mazon Beis Sudos, it comes out, is two ninths of a kav. Now, what's that got to do with us? So now, a kav, we know from other sources, 24 beitzim. A kav is a measurement of 24 beitzim. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the muzzin of two sudas, which is, we said before, is two ninths of a kav. Well, if a kav is 24 eggs, so two ninths comes out to five and a third. Five and a third eggs. And according to Yochanan ben Broka, muzzin beis sudas is one fourth of a kav, so 24, so it's six eggs. So that's why the Gemara, if you take a look in source 32, says there's not a huge difference. Yeah, I printed the Rashi's here also. It's not a huge difference between it. It's either five and a third eggs or six eggs. Fine. Okay, now. Therefore, if it's like this, the Gemara in Erevin, Pei Amud Beis, look at 33. Kamash Malan elsewhere says, Shtei Sudas Havyan Shmona Esrei Grogos. We had that Gemara before. Two meals is 18 figs. Well, that comes out as follows. According to Reb Shimon, if five and a third eggs equals 18 figs, okay, five and a third eggs, 18 figs, I wrote it down, so trust me, I did the math. It comes out that an olive is less than three tenths of an egg. If you hold like a Yochanan Broka, an olive is less than one third of an egg. And it's not a huge difference. Three tenths and one third. It's not a tremendous difference. Well, how do you reconcile all this? So there's a long Tosas, a print on page source 34, Yuma, Pamad Aleph, going over to Pamad Beis, one of these Tosas that You don't like when they're, oh no, it continues on the next page, right? So, anyway, that's this post, it's Yuma Pam and Alex. So, back to your mouth, how do you resolve that? Again, we're reading inside of you. Take a look. All the things I just told you about that are in that post. So, how do you rectify all these Gemaras? They have different measurements of 5 1/3, this one 6, and then we had that it was half. We had all these different Gemaras, right? The Gemaras we mentioned earlier, back in those two important Gemaras we mentioned in regards to the Rambam, the Gemara Krisus Yedarim Aleph that says the throat holds 2 zaysim, as opposed to the Gemara Yuma that says the throat holds a beitza. Sounds like a zayis is half a beitza. So is it a half a beitza? Is it 3/10? Is it 1/3? I mean, well, what's with all the amounts? So what comes out and everything is that the Re in that post is Yuma Pam and Aleph says that we follow the Gemara is that an olive is half a beitza. An olive is half a beitza, like that, like the simple reading of those two Gemaras that said the throat, one Gemara said the throat holds 2 olives, the other Gemara says the throat holds 1 egg, so that means that an olive is half the size of an egg, period. All the other Gemaras, we don't paskin like them, we're only talking for different dinim, however you work it out. And that's what a number of Rishonim say. Okay, a number of Rishonim say, it's a skip for a minute, I put in 35, the Tosis increases, says that that's another difference, you know, Ein Beis Ablia, Masi Yogim, Yosim, Beis Eisim, Pirish Kederach Achila. Okay, the 2 zaysim, you swallow 2 zaysim. Nobody eats an egg at a time. It's not the normal way to eat, so maybe it's different, yeah.
Because I just have to base that. Isn't that problematic with the Gemara and Shabbos where we said that he's putter because it's less than Gargut?
Right, so you have to figure out what, so maybe for Shabbos it is. He tells us, talks about it. I mean, so it's different for different dinim. For our purposes now, an olive is, and that's what the toast is about. But for our purposes, an olive is half an egg. And that seems to be accepted by a number of Rishonim. So take a look at 36. The Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Shin Yom Gimel, that's the laws of Yom Kippur, mentions at the end, Yom Kippur, by the way, this year is not Kazayas anyway, tomorrow it's Kosevis, which is a bigger year, slightly bigger, it's a date. Okay? Anyway, but he says towards the end of the line in 36, Shnei Zaysim Hein Kibetza. Okay? 2 olives of Beitza. The same thing, half. Right? The Mordechai writes like that in Pesachim, towards the very end of the Mordechai in Pesachim, and there's a little thing about the Seder called Seder Shal Pesach. So it's the era, it's Daf Lamed Ches and Daf Beis in the page of the Rif. He's talking about Korech, because he says there's some people have the Girsa of when you had Korech, it was Pesach Matzah Morthia. I just see some Haggadahs even print. Kain also Hillel, Bismarck, Bismarck, Zarkam, Korech, Matzah Mor, or Pesach Matzah Mor. Some Haggadahs print in parentheses, which is, it's a, wait a minute. So Mordechai says, you have to have a Kazayas of Pesach, and a Kazayas of Pesach, Kazayas of Matzah, Kazayas of Mor, but I thought that the four only holds 2 Kazayasim, so how can you have all of it at once? How can you have 3 Kazayasim, Pesach Matzah Mor? That's the Mordechai. So he says, well, it's different when it's ground up. But anyway, that's his discussion, not our problem now, it's a Pesach question. But he says, again, Beis Habliya Masi Yosim, Beis Zaysim, Hanu Kebeit, he also said 2 olives is a Kebeit. All these were shown in the Mari Vile. In his Chuba, Sim Kuf Tzadi Gimel, it's a long Chuba, has all of Dine Pesach. Towards the end, he quotes the Aguru, it's a Rishon, so it's 38. He says, Kezayis, Hu Chatzi Beitza. That's what all of these were shown him say. Like the Ri, a Kezayis, half a Beitza. In that Tosas, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam holds more like the 1/3 position. Okay, 3/10. That's it. And he works out the Gemaras differently. But the sheet of the Re seems to be more widely accepted. I just printed on source number 39, the Rav Yoh makes an interesting statement. We were over in Leitzel, you said a little bit. The Rav Yoh and Brochus and Kuv Zayin. Kol Hecha Shetzorch Kazayis. Whenever you need a Kazayis or something, Tzorch Shehe Yemachal Beharvocha. A little more. Why? Lefisha ain anu bekiyin b'shir zayis. We don't know the shir. I'm bringing in Ashkenazic Rishon. We don't know exactly what a zayis is. Kedei shalei tev brachol batola. Your point. You don't want brachol batola, so you better eat a little bit more. Okay. Lahalacha, source 40.
You better something for punishment? For,
I don't know. That's a good question. What about the Yisurim? Probably not. You better err in the other direction on the Yisurim. So, the Shulchan Aruch kind of hedges his bets a little bit. It's a strange psak. But he writes in Siman Tov Pei Vav, Sif Aleph in source number 40, Shir Kazayis Yesh Omrim Dehavi Kechatzi Beisa. Some say, and now we just saw some words, the Re and the Chinuch and the Mordechai and the Marival and others. Right? Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Shir Kazayis Yesh Omrim Dehavi Kechatzi Beisa. Now he probably says Yesh, and this is in Hilchos Pesach, he probably says Yesh Omrim because he himself writes elsewhere in the next source, source 41, that's in Hilchos Shabbos and Shin Samach Chesiv Gil Rade Erevin, he writes like the Rambam, Shehem Shmona Esrei Grogus, Shehem Kishisha Beitzim, 18 Grogus, which is 6 Beitzim, we're back to the one-third position. Now, Rabbi Yosef Karo, he did see an olive. So it could be that there in Hilchos Pesach, in deference to the Ri and the Mordechai and the other Rishonim who said half, he said, yeah, Shomrim, that it's half. But he himself really seems to lean that it's one-third. So which is it? So the Yam Shel Shlomo, Shlomo Luria, in Source 42, in Chulin, Paragimel Simon Peches, he writes, he says that, very simple, the point Yitzchak mentioned before, somebody already alluded to it, we have to assume that maybe the shear of the olive have changed in our day. That's what he says. Not like the olive, that's what he says. He says, Ein zu tema, he says, in the third line, Shoshivas haminish and shakam etisosho mishunim begadlusam, lufiat teva so'ata. Today's nature is different, they used to be bigger. Shari Kabbalah biyadeinu mibalei atosos. We have a Kabbalah, a tradition from the Balei Atosos, Shushir chatzi beitza tarnagolas, that an olive is half an egg. And look what he writes at the end. Afal pi she'ein ato benimtze she'ezayiz dome lechatzi beitza klalu klalo. We don't see that at all nowadays. The Rambam Shoshama says, whatever olives we see, they're not half an egg by any stretch of the imagination. So what's closest to what we have as a tradition? So obviously the olives were bigger in those days. Okay? And today our olives are smaller, so we can't just go out looking at an olive today. We have to figure out an olive in the olden days. That's the Yom Shoshana writes. The Taz, in Sim Mdala of Yerodea, Sim Kotin Yerodea, he quotes it. Okay, that's what he brings, yeah.
So why do we say that the olives were not the eggs?
Good question. Good question also. Okay, again, they didn't see olives, they didn't say the egg change. And a chanami, we're not going to see that in a second too. Okay, but that's what he says. The Stipler Gaon, Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, also wrote a sefer called Shiur and Shel Torah, a little sefer on, a little in size, but a lot of content, but a lot of volume. But anyway, so he has in the Siman Aleph, in Oz Gimel, he writes also Mistabra, that the everything is Niskatnu Bizman is that Nechlash, and he brings right, they're smaller today. That's what some wanted to say. It's against those Gaonim, it's true, but that's how he wants to write also. All right, so therefore, that's why we're up to it. No, this is the disciple. This is the father. Mashal's before you. Mashal's before you. Okay, now, Mashal's a Muslim contemporary, more or less, of the Mechaber. So now, but the next bomb that's dropped in this sugya is in source number 44, the Nodabi Huda. Nodabi Huda is a great Rav of Prague, the Cheskel Landau. Known as Nodabi Huda, but his tshuvas are called Nodabi Huda, but his commentary on the Gemara is called the Tzlach. Okay, so in the Tzlach and Psachim, Rav Kuv Tes Zayin Amud Beis, he mentions the following. Number 44. Ho the Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, he's talking about Hilchos Pesach, Psachim Kuv Tes Zayin Amud Beis, talking about the laws of the Seder, on Pesach. B'Layla Zu Tzvichim Lechol Kazayis Matzah. This night we have to eat matzah more, right? In fact, Chassam Sofer writes in one place, that that's the only Mitzvah Achila we still have. All the other Mitzvah Achila, Daraisa, are from Rabbi Tekobaris. And we don't have any more derisas of achila some people raise, what about eating on their kippah, whatever, okay, anyway, I don't know so that style now. It's a suda, but it's not a din in that particular food. Alright, whatever. Anyway, so therefore, I'm going to open the door, because it might be cool. Anyhow, so he says, we have to eat matzah more, drink abrikosis, so tzorach ani levara shir akazayis. And we better figure out what exactly the shir akazayis, and what's there to be, and so on. So he quotes the Shulchan Aruch that akazayis is half a beitzah, good. However, he said, I did an experiment myself based on different shirim, with regards again to a Afrosh Haschala, where they give different measurements. One is in size of eggs, and one is in a gudla is a finger, you know, measuring by the finger. Okay, and he says, "Hinei it comes to me. Hinei habeitza shlema shibizmanenu, the eggs of today." Writes the Tzlach, "Hu rak chatzi beitza mi beitzim shibahem shuri haTorah." Our eggs, the eggs also shrunk. Our eggs are half the size of the ancient time eggs. And he brings a whole ride to show. He said, either the fingers are bigger, or our eggs are smaller. And he assumes, of the two, I prefer to say that the eggs are smaller nowadays, not that the fingers are bigger. Okay, you could argue, by the way, an anthropologist will tell you that people, okay, you're right. That's what another Huda says. And now if you take a look, 3, 6, 7 lines on the bottom. Bal karchoch sheneshtana bizmane, osha agudlu miskadlu, and then they're not going to say that. And yadua shadoros hochim mismatim. You know, I mean, the further away we get from our Sinai, the smaller everything gets. I don't know, you know, physically, but that's what Nodabi Huda says. And he therefore says, Al Korchoch Shabbatim Bismane Nismatu. And therefore, Lachain Ani Mazir. Therefore, I say, you can't make a bracha until you have this bigger shear, whether it's for challah, whether it's for matzah. And 3 lines in the bottom, Kazah Shabbach Lismatu Mor Bechol Shur HaTorah. Now all of a sudden everything is doubled. You know, it's like an egg. But now make it the same as a, so if we said before, the Mechaber says it's got to be the Kazai is the half an egg, but that's a half an egg of the ancient size egg. That's a whole egg. So now we're up. Now you can see why it says in the box of matzah is one whole matzah is a Kazai. Because the Kazai is now, according to Rabbi Huda, the size of a contemporary Beitzah. That's a bombshell. That's what he says. The Mishnah Berurah in the Sinatok Peivav and the rest of the Sikkot Aleph recorded before.
It says like he was the first one known.
Yeah, right. That's it. Others have different terutzim for his theory, but they're not for now. But anyway, so the Mishnah Berurah writes, what do we do with all this? We have one third, we have a half. So he says like this. If we're dealing with the mitzvah d'oraisa, so it could go mitzvah d'chilas matzah, the d'oraisa, so yesh l'hach melecha l'kopam k'chatzi beitzah. Eat half an egg's worth of follow the strictest shear of kazais. The Tari and the Mordechai will quote since the Mechaber brings the Yesh Omrim, do that because dealing with the Raisa. Unless he said the person is sick, he can't eat that much fine, he can rely on the smaller shear. But the Linian Mora is rather than the only drop on him. The Gemara said at the end of Pesachim that we, even though Matzah and Mor both mentioned in the Torah, but only Matzah is the Raisa today because Mora and the Chumash appears only in connection with the Korban Pesach. So no Korban Pesach, there's no more of the Raisa. Matzah appears in the Chumash in connection with Korban Pesach, but also appears independently, Baruch Tachu Matzah. So Matzah remains in the midst of the Raisa that now exists. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if a Matzah, you should follow the bigger shear, because I assume you can. If a Mora, you can follow the one-third shear. Okay? And he says, Yesh Machonim, some Achonim, that's another Behuda, about 6 lines in the bottom. Yesh Machonim, some Achonim, Shochichu the Beitzim, and Tzimzanim, Niskatnu Harbe, Adla Mechza. They're smaller now than they used to be. Okay, so he mentions that, Cheetos. You want to be Machon, you can do that, especially with a Deraisa. Now, there are three basic Hanochas in this, there's three basic assumptions in Mishnah Berurah. One, you have to calculate not today's Zayas, but it's got to be the Zayas from the Chazal. Number two, you have to accept that a Kazai is the half a Beitzah, which was the Re, but the Rambam and many others, Rambam and Rashba and the Bipa, also is much smaller than that. Okay? And now you have the third thing, the Behuda, that our eggs are small. That's how we get these gigantic Shurim. That's simply where, you know, how everything became the way we have it today. Just to wrap up, I'll say Racha Shulchanah.
But the Quran never said that.
No, the Gro did seem to accept the Behuda with regards to Pasha Schala, well, I don't know by other things. Okay? Now, the Racha Shulchan, it contains, we should read inside, because Kedarko contains a neat little summary of everything. This is Hilchos Pesach and Tuf Bei Vav, if you follow. The Racha Shulchan writes, Shir Kazayis Tanan de Perik Yidzayin Mishneches de Kalim, the Eino Lo Gorva Lo Kotam Abbeinoni, we saw that. Okay? Ayin Shom. The Yodua Machlokes, Ben Rashi Tosla Ramam, the Rashi Tosla over the Kazayis, that's three. The Kazayis who Kechatzi Beitza, Ramam's over Kishlish Beitza, they hold half, they hold three. Lochain, he said, the Matzah the Rais, a Pshita, Shishelech Chumra, Velecho Kechatzi Beitza, Obar Shadar Abbeinoni, what about Bracha Chona? Linen Bracha Chona, because I wasn't Sovik Bracha Zahakel. Below you Bracha Chachachachachachachi Beitza. No bench to eat a Chachi Beitza's worth. Yeah, that's why the Sovik Brachas. Okay? And the best thing is, you know, eat a little more so you're not in the Sovik. All you hear Adam Lahoti Atsum de Sovik, and the Gamma Mishiri Dora Bonan Broila Hadir Mishamitza Chavivalav, Lakaim, the Holiday is
to one of them. You have to eat
a little more.
Remember, Sovik, you should bench.
The rest of it. And bench the rice, right, that's true.
So okay.
Right. Okay. But he meant, it does mention Bruch Zaman, that's true. Okay, anyway, and then he says, Kvar Bayarnu, Sheyesh Magdolim, Sheyrotzim Lichpol. There are some Gedolim want to double Ato nowadays, Hashirim. The Sheyain Dartenanota, okay, I don't humbly hold that way, with due respect to the Gud, he says, and those who want to do it, Hamachme Yachme La Atzmo. So he wants to be Mach himself, Mach for yourself,
the low, low. Of a time or by.
The whole time with I think he wrote it. His children, I edited it, but he wrote it. Okay, he says the Hashulchan writes, "Amach me yachma la'atzim v'lo olor asachem." Don't pasken that way. Well, when it comes to matzah, many people like to eat a lot of matzah, so I'm among them, and my children are some kind of test. But I don't impose anyone else to the table. I tell them to move on tomorrow and everything else. I eat a little more matzah. Okay, I happen not to mind it. So I don't worry about the office cross, whatever. All right, so you want to do it, that's what Rosh Hashanah says. Yeah, but don't pass it on, man.
Rosh Hashanah is the session of the rice and the rabbanon.
Yeah.
It doesn't really help because you have Brachla Batala.
Right, that's what he's saying. Right, that's all right, yeah. Now, I just want to mention, not everybody accepted this Nor Behuda. Not everyone accepted Nor Behuda. Even the Bechana Wasson, or the conclusion of the Chavetz Chaim, really. Bechana Wasson writes in the Kovetz Shurim, printed in 47, Chelik Beitzim and Memvav. He quotes from the Gaonim, I already quoted it to you. There's a whole reason they selected Beitzim and kezayas. It's got what everybody had. They don't change. So look at the last line. We have to see. Umivur shelo kedas achronim. Shenishtanu habeitzim achshav mipnei talmud. So it's mefurish in a gonim. But I left that the didn't change. The eggs didn't change. The olives didn't change. Everything the same. Now, again, I'm not the minister of Slivka rights. They did an investigation with they found the olive pits in ancient times. You know, they can see what the olives were then, and they found eggs from Pompeii. And here, okay, go interesting. At the end of the day, it is interesting. I'm not saying it facetiously, but whatever it is, they're going to be already right. And the Bechonim was, you know, was not a nobody. The primary comment of the Chofetz Chaim, Bechonim writes, it's mevur, not like these chumadikashitas. In fact, you know, the question is, how do we, where do we pull all this together? It's very interesting. In the Shiur and Shel Torah, in a different essay, the Stipler, and he also it's reprinted in the Stipler from Psochen. Okay? I believe it's Simon Lamed Ches himself, with actually pen. But he quotes from Chaim Volozhin. Chaim Volozhin was the, was the Talmud of the Gaon, the Talmud of the Groh. It comes out of me, I won't read inside, but he has a whole essay on Shir Kazayas and Mora. Again, this is in Shirin Shal Torah, Simon Yudala, but it's also in the Stipler from Psochen there. And he writes that according to the Chaim Volozhin, the amount of matzah that a Pesach can fit in your hand. Okay, can fit in your hand. A little at the Kazayas. That's a Chaim Volozhin. Also not a nobody. So not everybody accepted these Shirim. Even the Chazon Ish, okay, who was known as the...
So you have Chaim Volozhin saying it's this big, yeah. And you have to know...
Same, yeah, that's what comes out. So, you know, what do you do?
And they're the same, I mean...
Yeah, the same, more or less. Same time. Yeah. Exactly. Even the Chazon Ish, so we have different presentations of Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish in what's called Kuntres HaShiurim, in the end of Chazon Ish in Shabbos, it's Simon Lamed Tes in Osvav. He says, he quotes, Halacha is like the Malbi Hud, he said, the Gaon agrees, and the Ephraim Zalman Margolius agreed, and the Sam Sofer agreed, then the Spashta Ha'ra Kach Havik Ilu Kavu Bez of the Chol Yisrael. It's like, Malbi Hud said it, we do it. And the Sam Sofer believed it, and the Gaon believed it, and the Zalman Margolius, so everybody accepted it. That's what it is. Everything changed. That's what he says over there. That's why Chazon Shir is always, you know, assumed to be larger than other Shirim. That's what he says over there. But in his letters, in the Kovetz Igris of the Chazon Ish, in the Geras Kup Tzadi Dalet, at the end, he says not. He says, you look in each Kovei Hashir B'chol Zman B'chol Mokom. He didn't jump at that. Now these are written at different times and maybe for different dinim. You know, I'm just throwing it out. As I say, the person who did a tremendous amount of work in all of this is there is Reb Chaim Noah. In the Sefer Shirei Torah that I quoted from before, he comes to the conclusion in Siman Gimel. He says with his water displacement, it comes out at 28.8 grams. In this book, 28 cubic centimeters, that's half. In this book, Hilchos Halachos of Kazayas, on page 26, he has even a picture for you. You can pass it around, you can look afterwards. He has here. Half an egg displaces 0.96 of a fluid ounce of water, which is the cubic volume of 28.8, and a third of an egg displaces 0.62 of a fluid ounce, which is a cubic volume of 18.3. It says here 28.8. That's what it says about Reb Chaim. No, the only thing is, when I bought this book, it has like a little page to make corrections. They correct 28.8 to 29.5. I don't know if that's because somebody made a tiny afterwards. I don't know. But anyway, he has a little picture comparison. You see a half an egg or a third of an egg, how much it displaced. And that's what generally people follow. Rosh Hashanah Zaman Arbach and Halicha Shlomo on Yontif Moadim in the Tishrei Adar volume, and we'll finish in the Parak Vav, Hour 47. The Iker Inyan Ashurim Amar Rabbeinu Sheikar Roy Kemoshe Bir Gam Amichayim Noah Bisvarov Bechein Haya Minig Yerushalayim Mikadmas Dinah. It's the old Minig in Yerushalayim, and it's this and this amount of cubic centimeters. Again, like Amichayim Noah, that's what he says. On the other hand, he says, he quotes from somebody else in the footnote here, that if there's a machlokas haposkim, so you want to be machmir or an adam bari, should eat a little bit more. Ad sheyetze hasofek milivo. I can tell it to the briskers, they'll be mats all night long, and I'm going to tell Yitzhak suffer from Iglibo until you have, you get rid of it. Anyway, it's just, you know, again, the size of the Zayas, the Pashtus, one can make a very strong case that, you know, to get to half an egg, which is what the Reese said, is a jump. It's putting different Gemaras together. Even to say a third of an egg, which is what the Rambam said, but the Rambam didn't really say that exactly. That's what the Mishnah Berurah identifies in the Sefer Rambam. The Rosh Bohr had it down to a quarter, and the Rizvot maybe even less. He said many say something. You know, it's hard to say. Nonetheless, the Chazon Ish said, and then the Rebbe Yehuda doubled everything. Okay, so again, Anan, you know, we follow our poskim. There's room to be machmir for wishes to be machmir. But again, as the Rav Shlomo Zalman said, and that was the amount to use in this Kazai's book, and the assumption is that to take the shear of a half an egg, which displaces, he said, just about one fluid ounce of water, and the equivalent of 28.8 cubic centimeters. I'm not passing a halacha l'maaseh. I just want to give an overview of what is a kazayis or how big a kazayis is. I go to Shabbos.